Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
So glad that you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and this week on Abounding Grace, we are going to the book of Revelation, back to the book of Revelation, and considering the second half of Revelation chapter 20. And there we have described really Satan's rebellion and how that will be crushed at the end of this 1,000-year reign of Christ, where we read, "Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Well, everyone has questions about what is going to happen when Christ comes and the world as we know it comes to an end. The fascination of this subject in Christianity over the past 100 years has led to, well, I guess I should say over the past 2,000 years, has led to so many viewpoints, so many ideas, so many books written, that the average Christian feels quite intimidated to know even where to begin to understand it all. Revelation today is held out to be almost magical, that some super elite Bible expositors have come to unlock for us and make in the process millions of dollars, and very few Christians feel equipped to even begin to question the claims. Well, this week on Abounding Grace, even though we are studying a book that is full of symbolism and highly figurative language, the overall message and the overall picture is really clear. That God desires that none of you be in darkness about what is going to happen before the Lord Jesus Christ comes in His glory and in His power to judge the living and the dead. In fact, the Apostle Paul even said that. He said, "Though this day of destruction is coming, you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief." God has told us exactly what is going to happen. There is nothing unclear about it. Well, this week we are unpacking the great truth that is confessed as Christians, that we confess when we say that when he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven and was seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and from there he will come to judge the living and the dead. That is what we're studying this week. What will that look like? What will happen? And so, that this is not just some big informational session this week. On a practical note, this should have a great bearing on us as Christians and how we live and what we do and how we act. We could use the words of 2 Peter chapter 3. "Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming day of God?" Well, let's jump into what we believe when we say that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to return again to judge the living and the dead. No place, of course, better to go than the book of Revelation, and particularly Revelation chapter 20. We considered a while back Revelation chapter 20 that speaks of this 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And If you didn't listen to that, you really should think carefully about that and go back to our website and listen to what was expounded there in Revelation chapter 20, because the big picture that is given here is that the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ was inaugurated by his ascension and his session in heaven. Jesus said before he ascended, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and evangelize the nations." And throughout his ministry, he had announced what was happening to the kingdom of darkness, to Satan and his realm, just by Jesus' arrival on the scene of history. He was plundering it. He spoke in Matthew chapter 12 of binding Satan. He spoke of the necessity of binding Satan so that he might free sinners from being in darkness and being in bondage to another master. And his whole ministry was pictured as freeing sinners. His presence, and demons came and they bowed to Jesus. His presence pictures, and his defeat of the devil pictures Jesus and shows Jesus as binding the strong man. Go carefully and read Revelation chapter 12. It's the same word that is used in Revelation chapter 20 to describe this angel laying hold of the dragon, that serpent of old who is the devil and Satan, and binding him for 1,000 years. Satan had to be bound. And so Jesus openly declared that the devil in John 12, remember, would now be cast down. And through Jesus' ascension into heaven, he would draw all peoples of all nations to himself. They were coming. The promises made throughout the Old Testament of all these nations coming and bowing to the Messiah, it was happening. Read Matthew 4 very carefully. All of the promises made to the Messiah and the nations in the Old Testament, we see happen at Pentecost. As the gospel goes out to the ends of the earth, the evangelization of the world was happening. And peoples from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation were coming. They were hearing the wonderful works of God as it was spoken in their own language. In Acts chapter 2, Satan took a huge defeat. Well, that's what the first part of Revelation 20 describes, the binding of Satan during this great reign of Christ that is described in Ephesians chapter 1. And the binding is, and we looked at this carefully, the binding is so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years are finished. What that means is that Satan can't stop the progress of the gospel. Throughout the Old Testament, remember, there was only one little beacon of light. And that was in one little weak nation of the earth. And all the nations of the world for all those years sat in darkness. Well, my friends, that is not now. That is not now. The gospel has gone from 120 sitting in a little upper room in Jerusalem. It has gone, read Acts, to the ends of the earth. It has plundered this whole world of darkness, and Satan can't stop it. He was bound in the sense that he couldn't stop the gospel, and the gospel has prevailed. It has gone. The gates of hell has not prevailed against Christ's church, as he said. And now we see it going all the way, passing through North America, into China, to the very ends of the earth. We have Wycliffe Bible translators translating in all these languages, and people of every tribe, tongue, and nation are coming and hearing the wonderful works of God. Jesus is reigning. Jesus said, "Go, all authority is given to me. Go evangelize the nations," and the gospel has prospered. And we looked at before on Abounding Grace, it is precisely in the midst of Satan's persecution that actually the church comes out stronger. The church grows. That has been one of the strangest phenomenons in history. Persecution, distresses for the name of Christ that Satan has leveled has only strengthened the witness of the church. Well, there is a set time, as Jesus spoke of, when this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world as a witness. Matthew chapter 24, he says, and then the end will come. Well, that's the second truth of what has happened. Since Jesus ascended, blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. And in verses 4 through 6 of Revelation 20, we have described the heavenly reign. It's a heavenly reign in the Jerusalem temple above, which is the mother of us all. Not in an earthly temple that was thrown down in AD 70. Not in an earthly temple where the temple veil was written to from top to bottom. The Lord was declaring that all these earthly shadows and pictures described in Hebrews were only reflections and shadowy sketches of the heavenly temple. Jesus is reigning in heaven. He has taken his seat in the Jerusalem temple above. That great city that Abraham looked for. And those who die in the Lord, they are there with the Lord waiting for the final resurrection, waiting for all of the rest of the brethren to come in. And they are pictured in Revelation 20 as reigning with Christ and given thrones. They are characterized as alive, those who've died in the Lord, all those who in their lifetime were not joined with the devil by taking his mark, but have already attained to the first resurrection, meaning that when they died, they immediately went to be with Jesus. And the second death, eternal death, can't touch them. They are priests of God and of Christ, and they are reigning there for this 1,000-year figurative period between Christ's ascension into heaven and his return. Well, this week now, we turn to what is going to happen when this evangelization program of the world comes to an end. We are very much, of course, accustomed to our routine. We can't imagine not coming to church, not hearing the gospel preach. In fact, many of us, just to be blunt, really do take this all for granted. It's just so common. The Bible treats us as a great blessing. But the message of Revelation 20 is, this is not going to last forever. The gospel of the word, the gospel of Christ's kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness, and then the end will come. This week on Abounding Grace, we're going to consider this. When the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. A great deception is coming. And what we're looking at here this week is that this gospel of the kingdom, when that ceases, there will be a great period of deception. And so the plea is, and this is what I plea on Abounding Grace, is come to Christ today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today. And when that day comes, you will be sheltered in his arms of protection and covered by his blood and righteousness. Well, that is Psalm 136, and it is always a safe ground to be on to sing God's word. We do that at the Linden United Reformed Church. We sing his word and we preach his word in season and out of season. We herald the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of our salvation, freeing sinners, this news does, from their bondage and bringing them into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ's person and work. Well, we invite you to join us at the Linden United Reformed Church. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. LindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for joining us. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.